If the heart is always searching, can you ever find a home? I've been looking for that someone. I'll never make it on my own. Dreams can take the place of loving you. There's gotta be a million reasons why it's true.
Welcome to this radio show,
which is
Ladies and Clocks on
WMFO
in Medford.
It is 7:04
a.m.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. Who are you?
I'm Emma.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
My name is Nina.
Oh, I want this microphone out of the way so I can see you.
Yeah, I want to be able to see. Our eye contact was blocked for a minute and it was not as romantic as it usually is.
Right?
So got to get that fixed up.
I think eye contact is really important.
It's a detail that makes a lot of difference. Like, it seems sort of insignificant, but actually is, like, really the opposite.
Yeah.
I agree.
Speaking of eye contact, what song did we just hear?
We just heard a song called When You Look Me in the Eyes by the Jonas Brothers, off the album Jonas Brothers. That's a great one. Personal favorite of mine. And we played it because our theme this week is details.
Details.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, that was amazing. That should happen every day. It's details, and like we were saying, I think eye contact is, like, a seemingly insignificant but actually very far from that detail of interactions. And when you look someone in the eyes, you can often sort of, like, perceive details in, like, their feelings, and, like, you can, like, get a window into the soul, as they say.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always more intense.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, isn't there a thing where it's like if you look someone, like make eye contact, like just direct eye contact for like however long uninterrupted period of time, you like think you fall in love with that person? I've seen a thing that is like some number of minutes. Like, also, there's
trying
a thing.
To stare Nina in the eyes now.
Just opened her eyes really widely, and I was like, oh, hey. Also, there's a thing of like a series of questions you ask people. You ask someone and you like have this conversation. Love, yeah, by the end, you're like in love with them. I've never done it before, but something to think about.
Yeah, I think I found the list of questions once. I like started to play it and then everyone's like, stop.
I was like, this is your playing with dangerous things. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I think, no, I thought that was the eye contact thing, but I think it's hugging that if you do it for over 20 seconds, then you trust someone.
Over 20. So like 20 seconds doesn't seem like that long, but that's I guess for a hug, that's like a lot of a hug.
Yeah.
That's a long hug. Anyway, yeah. Another detail to think about. But yeah, in the song, I think the Jonas Brothers making some eye contact, like thinking about some like interpersonal relationships, like really emphasizing the details.
Ooh, I like that word.
Anyway. do you want to play a song?
Sure.
Great.
It's coming.
Please do that.
I should ink my skin with your name. And take my passport out again and just replace it. See, I could do without a tan on my left hand where my fourth finger meets my knuckle. And I should run you a hot bath and fill it up with bubbles. Cause maybe you're lovable, and maybe you're my snowflake, and your eyes turn from green to grey in the winter. I'll hold you in a cold place, and you should never cut your hair, cause I love the way you flick it off your shoulder. And you'll never know just how beautiful you are to me. But maybe I'm just in love when you wake me up. And would you ever feel guilty if you did the same to me? Could you make me a cup of tea to open my eyes in the right way? And I know you love Shrek because we've watched it 12 times. But maybe you're hoping for a fairy tale too. And if your DVD breaks today, you should have got a VCR because I've never owned a Blu-ray. True say. And now I've always been shit at computer games, and your brother always beats me. And if I lost, I'd go across and chuck all the controllers at the TV. And then you'd laugh at me and be asking me if I'm gonna be home next week. And then you'd lie with me till I fall asleep and flutter eyelash on my cheek between the sheets. And you'll never know just how beautiful you are to me. But maybe I'm just in love when you wake me up. Think you hate the smell of smoke. You was trying to get me to stop. You drink as much as me, and I get drunk a lot. So we'll take it to the beach and walk along the sand, and I'll make you a heart pendant with a pebble held in my hand. And I carve it like a necklace so the heart falls where your chest is. And now a piece of me is a piece of the beach, and it falls just where it needs to be and rests peacefully. So you just need to breathe to fill my heart against yours now, against yours now. Cause maybe I'm just in love when you wake me up. Or maybe I'm just in love when you wake me up. Oh, oh. Maybe I fell in love when you woke me up.
I story begins on a Sunday afternoon, just between Halfway Tree and Spanish Town, where a young boy, not yet the cock of the walk he would soon become, was lying on the grass and taking in the sweet and sensuous scent of hibiscus that languidly lilted along the summer breeze. It was at this precise moment that he saw her. Her walk was soft and delicate with a thaumaturgical touch that only a rabbi's daughter could have. Before their eyes had even met, her luminous lips had already lured him in. Salvation winked with the promise of a bris held at pinnacle, and a congregation of sages bunny hopping and chicken dancing to Yiddish minto. Then their eyes linked, an eon blinked, Amharic vows were scried upon their hearts. Just to think, this could all be with a phrenectomy and a few words of love.
Look at those details. What songs?
We just heard some songs. We heard...
Tell us about them.
Wake Me Up by Ed Sheeran.
Nice. Coming out of left field with that one.
Surprise, I love Ed Sheeran.
Emma just discovered Ed Sheeran like yesterday, so that was the first time I think you'd ever heard that song, right?
Oh, of course. I really love that song because I really like... I know I like a lot of songs that are repetitive in the way that they like repeat the chorus over and over, and I think it's really good, and I like dancing to them. But this song, just everything about it, sort of a story more. It's just he's talking about little details that he loves about this person, like your eyes turn from green to gray, like that's just so cute. Or you do that a tan on my left.
You just have a lot of moments.
I was just like dying.
She's like, oh, it's so nice.
But I really like little like romantic things like that. So I think it's all in the details. Then the next song we heard was Shabbat Shalom by Devendra Banhart. I hope that's how you pronounce that. And I just love that song because I love how even through the parts where it's talking and everything, like it's still like really setting up a scene. And I just like all the details that go into it to visualize that. I thought that was also really cute. So.
Wow, I'm really liking the way you took the theme this week.
They're pretty much just all, I really like songs with stories in them. I maybe have some Dolly later. What?
Oh, so do I.
I was going to say, great.
We'll get to mine. We'll definitely get to mine.
Oh, excellent. I just like the stories, and I feel like I like songs where every part is different, so you have to listen to the whole thing to get the whole story. You can't just, like, tune in.
That's interesting, and that's, like, definitely less of how, at least, like, pop music,
which like super pop music is, like, done now. I also like, too. Yeah. It's not, they're just different, but I really like when you are kind of, like, oh, singing along, and then it's also, like, a full story, and then you know all the words because song lyrics are easier, and you just know the story.
Love that. Love that.
Do you want to play a tune?
Yeah, I guess so.
To worry, the slightest thing could set it off, called paranoia. Heart skips a beat, it's bound to stop. Feel cold and clammy. The worst things that come to mind, you dirty prankster, and this has to be the millionth time. Deep breath, slow, you'll be fine. One deep breath, slow, by your way. And all ten fingernails the Lord gave me. You bite away the mind's a taste. Death comes swift and almost a breeze. Short stops the nervous mind, you dirty prankster. This has to be a million times. One deep breath, love, you'll be fine. One deep breath, love, you'll be fine.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
We're still here.
On Ladies and Clogs.
It's 723 WMFO, Medford, our radio show.
Whoa.
That rhymed.
You got all the details.
Thank you. Nice. That was well done. You did that. That was smooth.
What songs did we just hear?
We heard two songs just now. The first of them was called Nailbiter, and that's by Kira and the Lesbians. And my thought process was, whether someone bites their nails or not is a small detail about their personality. And you maybe don't notice it, but then if you do, you're like, now I know something about you.
Oh, do you like judge a person based on
their character? I bite my nails, so like that's fine. Okay. But that's a detail you know about me now.
Okay, wow. Mm-hmm. I never knew that.
Do you bite your nails?
No, I don't know how.
Oh, we've totally talked about this before. That's funny. Well, I definitely do. And that's a thing. That's just a fact. A detail, one might even say.
Learn a new thing every day.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I feel like hands in general are interesting. Like, you can look at someone's hands and, like, at least if you're, like, ready to kind of, like, get invested in it, like, pretend that you know some stuff about them. Yeah, Emma's pointing at, like, the lines. You can read your palms. Also more details.
I love that.
Hands. The second song we heard was by the Be Good Tanyas, and it's called Horses off the album Chinatown. Which is a song that I really like, and mostly, okay, so I honestly like don't really know what she's saying in the lyrics. Like, I haven't really looked them up. It's like kind of all quiet and blurry, and like it's hard to tell what she's saying, but I feel like the sounds in that song just feel very like layered and detailed and like delicate to me in a way that's interesting. So that was more about the sounds, not that I really know anything about how sounds work, but that was my thought process. Mostly I just wanted to play that song.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you want to hit us with some detailed safety
I would love
announcements?
To. Okay. Especially as we're getting into this weekend with the 4th of July coming up, we thought it was time for our grill safety PSA.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue.
Did you add the including vegetables?
No, that's on there.
Okay, cool. Continue.
But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen, .. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah. A detail about the area we're in is that, like, almost all the houses are wood frame houses, which means they're flammable, so be careful.
Yeah, that's kind of scary to think of, like, your main structure that you take as, like, safety being really flammable.
Freaks me out.
I feel like we should have maybe listened to the Three Little Pigs and done with the brick.
Oh my god. I took you really a minute to put together what you meant there. I was like, what? And I was like,
okay, yeah. I promise. I'll bring it back.
No, that was good. Yeah, bring it up again later and I'll catch on more quickly next time.
Cool.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, but it's important. I feel like everyone's always like grilling around.
Everyone's always grilling.
Well, I just have this Bitmoji that is like, say, we be grilling and it's me with a grill. And I've never actually grilled this summer, but like, I have that Bitmoji that
when you do grill, you can send that to everyone you know.
Or I should just like hold my phone up, like, and maybe tape it to me and just be like, this is what I'm doing.
Tape your, yeah, definitely do
just
that.
Just in case people don't know from my like physical actions.
You'd be like, detail of my current situation, in case you couldn't tell because I'm standing in front of a grill, grilling things.
Yeah.
I'm grilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good decision.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Totally.
Should I play a little tune?
Please.
Here we go.
A lobsterman's wife on an island in the blue bay. He will take care of me. He will smell like the sea and close to my heart. He'll always stay. I will bear three girls, all with strawberry curls. Little Ella and Nellie and Faye. While I'm combing their hair, I will catch his warm stare on our island. Far away, far away, I wanna go.
Hi.
Hi.
Back at it.
Here we are.
Our voices.
What songs?
We have two songs. The first one was Far Away by Ingrid Michaelson.
I like that one.
Album Girls and Boys. And I really like that the song because it's just so detailed and painting this like really vivid picture of her life. And then just like she saw it, and because she's sitting on a bar stool like looking at this person, and then she like pictures all of this, that their life could be together, and I think that's so wonderful to see how you could be connected to someone and like to see how they could fit in your life.
Oh my gosh, Emma, that was really nice.
So I like that song. And then the other song we heard was China Cat Sunflower by the Grateful Dead. And I just think that song, I like the Grateful Dead, but I looked up the lyrics and they just like really made no sense, like all the little details, like that song title itself, like China Cat Sunflower, like
what it mean.
Yeah,
I don't know.
IDK.
I got questions.
I don't have answers.
So that's fine. Honestly, that's super fine. They're very relatable. Totally okay.
Yeah. So yeah, those are my two.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have a question for you that I have is, do you have like a detail by yourself you'd like to share?
Oh.
Just right now. I'm putting you on the spot like a lot. So wow. Apologies.
My favorite herb is currently lavender.
Nice. Stay tuned for next week, folks. See how that resurfaces.
Do you have a detail you'd like to share about yourself?
I really should have thought further ahead to this. Yeah, coming
you
back
just
to
put me on the spot.
Yeah, I really should have seen that one coming.
Right back at you.
Shouldn't have been a surprising detail there. One detail is that we were walking here, and it was when we first left the house, there was like the slightest little sprinkle coming out of the sky. And we were like, oh, a detail about right now is that it's like maybe barely a tiny bit raining. And then by the time we got here, it was like raining so much. So detail about me is I am still damp.
Me too.
My shirt is just, honestly, it's just wet.
I like
it's fine.
Sort of, it's like that where you're almost dry but slightly uncomfortable still, just like,
yeah, I'm just still
cold,
feeling mildly chilly. Yeah, but it's cool, you know, whatever. Happy to be here still. It's a great morning. Plants want some water. It was pretty humid. Glad that that broke. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, anyway, can I do some songs? Stop talking.
Heck yeah,
sounds great. I'm gonna just bye.
Say, hey, come back, please.
themselves. Thick dust among many corks lined up on the shelf, and bats in the attic we share. We share. Smoke to kill mosquitoes waiting just above to drink our blood, and gas in a lamp that we light when the sun goes down. My love wakes shaking with nightmare, and the night air pulls in close around. Come, revenant. Come, come, ye gentle host, to my patient hip and across our sleeping coast. Lay down your mantle, shot through with gold, that we may lie again here in sweet repose. Rest your arms down around the oars now, and hear how the night continues on alive and well. When how rare the bird, how still the wind, and we still within its sigh and shift and turn. Saying sleep she comes, steal the ones who fill their glass and leave the rest whose teeth get brushed to eat enough and who know how to treat their friends. How long this night seems with no sign of a bright dream to guide us toward the day. Come, come, ye gentle host, to my patient hip and across our sleeping coast. Lay down your mantle, shot through with gold, that we may lie again here in sweet repose. Oh, sweet.
Hello.
Hi. It's WMFO in Medford here. Ladies and Clocks. That's reversed. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that wasn't wrong. You got all the details in there.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah. Love those details today and every day. But yeah.
Yeah. What songs did we hear?
We heard two. The first was by Hooray for the Riffraff called Little Things, because details, they're just little things, but you know, they kind of carry some weight sometimes depending. Yeah, I like that song. I like that band. They're coming to Boston in July, just so everyone knows. The second song was by Devin Sproul. There's a lot of vowels in that one. I don't really know. called Plea for a Good Night's Rest, which is another song that I like. Is like similar to what you were saying before about songs being like very detailed and like painting pictures and telling stories. That song, I think, does that for me. Feels very magical and detailed and like lots of small things, like the mantle shot through with gold just makes me think of like very tiny embroidery stitches. So small things, details.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. A fun detail fact is at one point in my life I knew how to play that song on guitar. I totally don't anymore.
You're so close.
But not anymore. Wow. Once upon a time. Yeah. My sister showed me this album, so thanks at Lizzy. Oh, also, I'm supposed to give a shout out to my friend Sophia. hi, Sophia. I hope maybe you're listening. I don't know. Yesterday she asked me to do that. She's going to see her for the Riffraff with me in July. So
cool.
That's your tie-in for that one. Mm-hmm. Two details.
Nice. Anyway, I have a question for you.
Please.
My question is, what is your favorite detail to know about a person? I think I know this detail about you.
Oh, probably their middle name.
Yeah. I sort of really like to know that too now because of you. Like, it makes me really happy when I know middle names too.
Oh my gosh.
Also connected back to you.
Wow. Backstory of that is I often ask people what their middle name is. Yeah. I know yours.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want me to share it on the radio, but I could, just so everyone knows.
I'll give you one detail about it.
Mm.
I would like to preserve a little bit of mystery.
Yeah, I cannot say it.
I have two of them.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoa, cool.
Between the two of us, we have a normal amount of middle names.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. That was like a nice thing. Okay. A fun detail is that, like,
anytime you want to borrow one, I'll just throw it to you.
Oh my God, thanks. That's very nice of you. Yeah. Do you want to play some songs?
I would love to.
Great.
Get ready. Bye.
I'm so ready.
Boy. Out of your mind. We dressing through the night. He picked me up. We made me feel so lucky. 7, he kissed me in his. 6, we be making love.
to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you'll see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. Yeah. And last night I think I lost my patience. Last night I got high as the expectations. Last night I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
I don't know how to talk to you. I just know I find myself getting lost with you. Lately you just made me work too hard for you. Got me on flights overseas and I still can't get across to you. And last night I think I lost my patience. Last night I got high as expectation. Last night I came to a realization, and I hope you could take it. I hope you could take it all.
I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. Years go by too fast. I can't keep track. How long did we last? I feel bad for asking. It can't end like this. We gotta take time with this. Cock up your bomba, sit down bonita. Let me see if this is something I can fix. Yeah. You got somebody other than me. Don't play the victim when you're with me. Free time is costing me more than it seems. Sacrificing things, and I wanna tell you my intentions. I wanna do the things that I mentioned. I wanna benefit from the friendship. I wanna get the late night message from you. From you. I put my hands around you. Gotta get a handle on you. Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Hello, this is Nina. Emma is here in spirit, very briefly running to do something. So it's just me coming to say that we are leaving in the next five and a half minutes. Bye everyone. Oh, there's Emma. See ya. Thank you all for listening. This has been an hour about us talking about details and playing some songs, obviously. And we will be back next week. And we'll play more songs, so please come back. But thank you for listening. The song that we just heard was by Drake and Rihanna. Well, Drake featuring Rihanna. It's called Too Good, and that's great. Emma played that one and just discovered it recently, which is exciting for Emma because they're both talented people. She wants them to date, so that's a fun fact about her that she can't stop me from telling you because she's not in the room right now. Okay, it is now 7:55 and 17 seconds. So I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to end on last song here. But yeah, this has been Ladies and Cogs on WMFO in Medford. Thank you for listening. 91.5 FM, Tufts Free From Radio. The last song that you're going to hear is by none other than Dolly Parton. And this is her classic single, Jolene. But this one is from the album Something Special. And it's just, there are some slight details that are a little bit different than the usual version of Jolene that people usually hear and cover and everything. So keep an ear out. And there's some little details that seem a little bit different. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, this is the song. Oh, Emma's back. Hi.
Hi.
Do you want to say anything before we leave?
Thank you kindly for listening to us. Oh, I'm out of breath.
Okay, last song. Okay. Goodbye.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene. Emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I can easily understand.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the blessings I've known? Why me, Lord? What did I ever